don't hurt me, don't hurt me no more.
This is Marco, and you are listening to... This is Sweet Treats, and you are listening to 91.5 FM. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone's having a great Saturday. It's crazy that I say that now. Friday nights. Tonight on the show, I have two guests, Luke and Reed.
You mean Young K Dizzle.
Make sure you talk into the mic, King.
I think you mean Young K Dizzle, not Luke. That's my radio name.
Oh, right. I forgot. He has a radio name. So tonight, we want to all collectively
What's your radio name?
Oh.
I don't have one.
You don't have a radio name? All right. No.
We all collectively want to give a big shout out to Apple Jam. Great, great thing they've got going on there in the Crane Room. If you're a tough student... don't miss that next time around. It's a great, great...
Definitely don't miss that next time you're going there.
Yeah. Great, great overall atmosphere in there. This song reminds me of that one muscular dude who walks around to the baby, don't hurt me no more. I think it's really fun. Tonight's show will consist of music from all over the place, but I think you can sense a general theme is sort of melancholiness. Just melancholy, I think. We'll see what I did. The next song we have is a complete instrumental song, which I think Luke might enjoy here as a violin player. This is called...
I do enjoy that.
It's classical. I don't know how much
it's
like
classical?
That.
It's classical? We have a classical song.
The Carnival of the Animal Fair by Camille Saint-Saëns. So I'm going to play it.
Right,
here it is. Give us your thoughts after. I hope everyone enjoys the song. Thank you. All right, I'm going to let this slowly play out. Violin music is so pretty, right?
Violin music is very pretty. I would say as a violinist myself, but I think that violin gets a bad rap overall. I think, like, just because people don't hear a lot, there's a lot you can do with a violin. And for me, like, that's something that I just got an electric, and
so cool.
Yeah, because this is what people think violin music is, but there's, like, a ton of stuff you can, like, you can put effects through it, you can put faders in.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
And there's, the problem is that, like, even in pop music, all, like, the, there have been so many attempts to make violin cool, and they've just never worked out. But moving on, I suppose. Reed here is learning guitar, actually. He's
I am learning guitar, yes.
So, how do you feel about guitar as an instrument? Clearly, you picked it because it's cool. Do you feel cool yet?
Yeah, I feel very cool, actually. I'm loving it so far.
Can I just say, really quick, it makes, if you play guitar, like, it makes you 10 times hotter.
It does.
No matter who you are, just, like, having a guitar in your hand makes you, like, so much more attractive.
I think drummers are hot, too. There was a commercial of,
Someone else is learning the drums.
I learned, so my first song I learned to play was Redbone. That was fun. And now I'm working on Lost by Frank Ocean, which has been a pain in the butt. And I've been, like, I've been struggling between heel up and heel down technique. All my drummers know what that is. And it's just really hard, but I'm getting the hang of it.
Yeah, Marco's definitely the hottest of us all here. He actually works out.
Oh, so. Hi, Reed. that's very sweet.
I have
of
no
you.
Comment on that.
Actually, let's not, like, equivocate Jim with attractiveness.
Why not?
I think everyone's beautiful. Everybody's beautiful.
For sure. I like that.
Yeah, right? Like, let's go body positivity, you know.
But Marco does have abs.
He's working on it, you know. But yeah, it's just, it's, you know, the gym for some people is very sort of therapeutic.
Marco's number is 917. I'm kidding.
It's very therapeutic. Okay, up next, we have the song "Sorry" by Justin Bieber.
Oh, great pick.
If you know, you know. If you're out there listening, just
to all the people who are sorry tonight.
Yeah, here's the song. Great song. Yeah, if you know, you know.
Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to, but you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah, is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me. Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know all that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry?
Yeah, to all the people out there, sorry.
We're sorry, yeah.
We're sorry, bro. Okay. So, as we were talking, Reed asked for some Aquaphor, and whenever we put on Aquaphor, we talk about slugging.
Which I don't know what that is.
So slugging is is when you like cover your face in a ton of Aquaphor, like, and you put it all over your face. Cause
why is it called slugging?
Because like you're like slimy like a slug. You know?
Okay. So you look like a slug. Actually.
Yeah, basically, and I do it with my lips. Like I put a ton on my lips.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the idea behind it?
Like, it's just really good for your skin. I think it's good for your lips. You know, because it moisturizes it and stuff.
I wonder, like, because there's so many, like, different opinions on that. Like, I've heard, like, you with your, what's your, like, daily, like, face routine? Like,
oh, yeah. Acne and everything. I do, so in the mornings, I face wash with a daily facial cleanser. Then I go moisturize, then, and that's all I do in the mornings. I should be putting on sunscreen.
Right.
Anyone should put on sunscreen.
No, this is what I was going to get to, is because, like, what I've heard is that, like, your face is, like the sun is like the worst thing.
Yeah,
your face,
it's
right?
Horrible.
It's just like
it dries you out. It gives you,
I have a morning moisturizer that has SPF.
Yeah, that's yeah. Good. That would dry my skin out.
But like, doesn't that clog up your pores? Isn't
it's, yeah? It's actually like pretty thick. It's like, yeah. Kind of annoying.
There's this one really good one. It's called Elta MD for all of those out there. It's like
that.
Yeah, it's. I think you can get it over the counter, but it is expensive. But it is the best that's over the counter.
Interesting.
Yeah. But anyways, up next we have, do you know who Erykah Badu is?
Erykah Badu?
Yeah.
I've heard that name. I've never listened to any of your music.
Female rapper, really good. She's been in the game forever, and this one's called Other Side of the Game.
All right, let's listen.
So yeah, this one's cool. I think everyone's going to like this one.
Came around and the flowers bloomed. He began.
As Erykah Badu brings this one to a close. What a chill song. Huh.
So, speaking of rap, Yeet released an album today, 2093. We do not have that coming up, but just the litmus test from Young K Dizzle says it's an okay album. I think that I liked Afterlife better, but the interesting news, Marco, say.
Oh, he's Drake and Yeet are dropping a song tomorrow.
And if you'll remember on For All the Dogs.
Actually, tonight.
Really? Because
technically it came out 3 hours ago, The post.
Well, I'll check on my phone after this. But for All the Dogs, there was a song featuring Yeet, and it was basically a Yeet song with Drake as a sample.
Very good.
So
Money for Fun.
Money for Fun. It's
Sassy Drake. Sassy Drake. Mm-hmm.
Drake is so zesty.
Yeah, maybe we love it. Artist. We love him. We love him for that. I think all men need to be in touch with their zesty sides. Anyways,
I have a zesty side.
Oh yes,
I'm
you do.
Zesty man.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
I say this as I'm wearing a pink and white sweatshirt right now.
Well, it has a mountain on it. That makes it automatically not zesty. Anyways, just kidding.
I think zesty people can enjoy mountains.
Okay, I don't think I'm enjoying this conversation, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Next, we have Somebody Else by the 1975. This is a melancholy song because this is the vibe.
Oh, this
tonight.
Is the guy who dated Taylor Swift, right?
I think but he is a. He's racist.
Did she write songs?
He's a horrible person. Yes, I think she did. Matthew Healy. Anyways,
all right, so we pirated the song. We're not.
Yeah, we're not supporting him. We don't like him at all. He's horrible.
This is off of Pirates Bay.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, here it is.
Pass me the PSA book.
When this, we're gonna do our PSA after this.
Okay. All right, Reed. What's your favorite animal?
Come back to me.
Oh right, my Marco, God! He literally animal? Had all the time in the world to think about it. My favorite
this
animal.
Happens. This is what Instagram Reels does to your brain.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I know. I scroll endlessly. It's really bad. But my favorite animal, I think, is, I'm gonna say like a bald eagle. Like
bald eagle.
They're so sick. Majestic, you know.
I think that okay. I'm trying really hard not to say centipede, which is the meme pick, but I think that like actually it's seagull. Because seagulls seagulls are badass, dude. Like, no, like, seagulls just go around and, like, their whole life is just, like, ruining other people's fun and bullying people. Like, literally, they go hang out at the fucking docks and just, like...
No cursing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so what I was saying is they go down to the docks and they just steal, like, hot dogs and french fries from people and...
Yeah,
that's just the energy I want to be on.
I'm scared of them.
Don't be scared of them. I'm really scared of them. That's how they get you, because they're just birds, dude. You
I know.
Just, 1, 2. You got the muscle mass for that.
What's you, did you pick one?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with giant squids.
Oh,
right, giant squid.
They're actually really majestic.
Yeah, they're just really cool. Live down in the depths.
I don't think we've ever seen one, right?
No, we have. I think.
And, like and they kill
pitch black water and they fight blue whales.
Yeah, that's insane. Yeah, that's a good choice. Well, you know, they were probably there from the start. And speaking of from the start, we're going to play From the Start by Loewe.
What a transition.
You like that? Anyways, this is a great song. Our friend Liam can play this on the guitar. It sounds really cool.
I can also play this on the violin.
Oh yeah. Sorry. Yeah, yes, he can. And they played together. It was really cool. So
and
here it is.
Marco's going to learn it
yep.
on the drums. So we're all going to play together.
Yeah, it's a really hard. I looked at the sheet music today. But yeah, I'll learn.
Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Me and you and awkward silence. Don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you the same. Oh, the burning pain. Listening to you heart bump out some new soulmate. She's so perfect, blah, blah, blah. Oh, how I wish you'll wake up one day. Run to me, confess your love. At least just let me say that when I talk to you, oh, Cupid. What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying. Love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest. I'm telling you today that when I talk to you, oh, Cupid walks right through. Shoots an arrow through my heart, and I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start. Confess I loved you, just thinking of you.
Laffy with the beautiful closing to that song. Up next, we have a band that's actually like sort of get growing on TikTok. They're called Laundry Day. I actually didn't know. So
I've
actually
heard about them, but yeah, I've never listened to.
So actually, yeah, one of the band members, I had no idea. I knew this about this song before, like they started making TikToks as a band. But one of the TikTokers is already a famous influencer, so I kind of feel stupid for listening to it.
What is the influencer?
I don't know his name, but I've seen him on TikTok before. But it's a good song, so.
All
right. I'll just get right into it. Laundry Day by Jane. Oh, I mean, sorry, I reversed that.
Oh, wait, hang on. We got PSA to do.
Jane by Laundry Day. And you're right, Luke. Yeah, what is this PSA?
I can't wait for this.
So basically, I just got off the phone with my friend Isaac, right? And he realized that a roommate who shall not be named left a full plate of pancakes and sausages in the fridge since Tuesday, which is a problem that you wouldn't have if they had a dog in their dorm, since dogs love to eat leftovers. So if you're thinking of adding a dog or any other pet to your family, the Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours so they can eat your food, and that so that you won't leave food in the fridge for 3 days.
Yep.
For information about adoptions or pet care, please contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org.
Speaking of, I don't know if you know Dave Portnoy.
He just got a new dog.
He had a new shelter. He adopted a pit bull named Mrs. Peaches. And it's been like, really cute. It's been the cutest little thing I've ever seen.
What's the best dog name that you could... Or like the best pet name.
I like the name like Axel for a dog. I think
Axel
that's
is
like
a crazy
kind
name.
Of
that's a really
sexy
awesome one.
For a dog. Sexy. Yeah, you know, it's like Axel. It's like
Axel's cool.
Bad boy. Axel's going to like hike in the mountains and chase.
That's a good dog
yeah,
name.
Yeah, see?
Reed, what about you? What's a good dog name?
I like Skittles.
Skittle? Do you have a dog named Skittles?
No, but my friend
it's
does.
It's like a cat name. I think cats get the stupid names, I think.
Skittles is cute. I have my grandma's dog is named Lily.
That's cute.
But I think the best dog name, it will forever be Buster. Buster is the best dog name
Buster,
ever.
That's a good name. That's cute.
I just imagine like a floppy-eared just dog.
Golden
that is
retriever.
Buster.
I want a golden, but I already have a cute dog. Anyways... here, I'll play Lit Jane by Laundry Day. Stay with us.
Go away, Jay. working on myself, putting all of my problems on the top shelf, getting used to the farewells, long talks in the stairwells. Had a feeling you could be the one, but I'm afraid I'll say too much, too much. But Jane, if we were to fly to Mars today, I'd hold your hand all the way, shooting stars in outer space, we'd never fade.
That one close out.
All right, that was laundry day, which is yesterday and today for us. We both have like the giant bags of laundry that you should have folded.
Yeah,
like it's well, just sitting there.
Yours has been sitting there for more than that.
Yours has been sitting there, but Reed was a very good friend and got Marco's laundry, so now Marco has to pay back the favor.
I actually did.
You did already?
Yeah.
What? When?
Earlier today, actually. You want to explain what you did?
Yeah, I showed him my Tinder profile.
Oh, that was the payback?
Yeah.
Very nice.
Because, you know, I'm a little nervous. You know, it's hard to put yourself out there.
Marco's Tinder profile is actually fire.
Thank you, bro.
I'm basing my Tinder profile off of. Did Reed say something different?
No, I didn't. Yeah, he just like just assumes like, that I hate it for some reason. I don't know why.
I think it's just like a new thing I'm starting in college. Yeah, putting myself out there. I think it's important to try new things.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Definitely. Reed, what about you? Are you hopping on the dating apps?
I am not, but good for you guys.
I don't know why not. Doesn't hurt. Yeah,
good for you guys.
It actually does hurt. I'm like treating it like a game. I'm just on it, like just like.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's horrible what I'm doing. But you know what? Like, yeah, it's horrible. I need to stop. Anyways, you know what else needs to be stopped? People in NYC jumping the turnstile, which is the name of this song. Do not jump the turnstile.
I think didn't they just recently put in new? That's the thing. We're gonna go back to New York, and there's gonna be new turnstiles in place.
Only select stations, but you could just like get through by like putting your hand over a sensor.
I think I never jumped turnstiles before like that often, but yeah. I feel like now they're challenging me. Now they want me to break the law.
No, really.
And if there's not like a entire patrol force of cops at the station, I'm gonna try and jump.
My brother actually got fined for doing it.
Really?
Yeah. And they had to. I think they fined him like 50 or 60 because he did it
did
right
he
in front
to show
of them.
Up in
No. They just gave him a ticket, and I think my mom was with him. It was just like this whole thing. But anyways, they didn't like put it on his record or anything like that. Anyways, here it is. Jordana, Jump the Turnstile. Great song.
Keeps you.
All right, so up next, we have an iconic song. This song carried 2015, 2016. It carried every. Do you have any guesses of what this song could be?
I don't, actually.
Reed, do you have any guesses?
No, but I'm very interested to hear this.
Roses by the Chainsmokers. It doesn't need any introduction. I'm just going to let it play. I hope this takes you back to 2015.
Take me back to
Just gonna let that one end here. So this is probably gonna be the last song of the night. Thank you so much for tuning in with all of us tonight. Tonight we have Grimes taking it away. Now I just actually started listening to Grimes. Not seriously at all. I literally just know two songs, Genesis and Oblivion. And then I'm gonna play Genesis. What do you guys think of Grimes? Do you have any thoughts?
No thoughts on Grimes. I really, again, not much to know. Is there any song that I might know of them?
Maybe Grimes. I mean, maybe Genesis. This is the one song that was really popular. But all I know is that, they're married to Elon Musk. And they have
that Grimes.
Yeah.
What do you think of their kid's name?
It's like what? Delta?
It's,
Theta?
It's XAE12.
Sounds like a frat.
Isn't there like a way to pronounce it though?
Yeah, it's like normal. I think it's like Ash.
No
it's
way.
It's a cool name.
That name becomes Ash?
I think.
I don't know if it's Ash, but.
Well, yeah. But anyways, I'm going to play it. Again, thank you for spending time with us tonight. I hope you have a great rest of your night, a great weekend, and I hope to see you all next Saturday.
This has been
and I'm really glad that I'm able to be the first person you spend your Saturday with. That's really nice and
thanks
comforting.
For tuning in.
Yeah, thank you from K's Dizzle, Reed Dizzle, and Marco Dizzle here. All right, see y'all later. Peace.
You can't just add Dizzle to your name.
I am. All right, good night.